We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And a lot of you have heard Jeff Foxworthy, "You might be a redneck if." Where our friends, Dr. Gary Smalling and Pastor Ted Cunningham, have written a book, Great Parents and Lousy Lovers. And Barb, they've got a whole line themselves. You might be a great parent but lousy lover if, and honey, fill in some of those blanks.
Well, if one or more of your children sleep in your bed more than you do.
And you might be a great parent or lousy lover if you are consistently late to events and activities because you're coming from the other kids' events and activities.
You might be a great parent and lousy lover if your idea of a date night is watching the kids play on the playground of McDonald's.
And you might be a great parent and lousy lover if you have adult children living at home and they refuse to give up their Star Wars bed sheets. And here's my favorite. You might be a great parent and lousy lover if before you leave the housewives, you ask your husband, "Do you got to go potty before we leave?" You know, Barb, those are great lines.
Some of these are pretty funny, but they hit a little too close to home, and that's for sure. It can be easy to focus on your attention on the kids, especially when they're young. And many couples have children to fill in a void in their lives. But after having kids, they realize that children have created a void in their marriage.
So, Barb, what does a wife need in order to be a great lover as well as a great parent?
She needs connection from her husband. So I'm going to break that down. Now, guys, there's different ways to connect. There are different times throughout the day that you have the potential to connect. But I'm going to give you one surefire idea that's going to get your wife's attention. Give her the 6-second kiss. Yes, kiss her for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds. That will get her re-engaged with you. Oftentimes, you need to remind her that you are her lover. You are her best friend. You are her companion. And you can say it without words. Give her the 6-second kiss.
And Barb, you kind of counted quickly there at the end when you said 4, 5, 6. So why 6 seconds?
6 seconds is going to give time to engage in what you're doing. A woman is so busy. Her mind is so flooded with different activities and what she forgot to do, what she is doing, and what she's going to do, that it will take 6 seconds to shake her wiring loose to really focus on you and to be reminded of how much you love her. Can I give you another idea?
Oh, I think you're going to.
This is awesome. I'm going to. Help with responsibilities. A woman's got a lot going in her brain, whether she works in the home 24/7 or if she works outside the home and then returns in the home and takes on that second job, which is the in-the-home job. So when you help with responsibilities, it looks like this. Maybe you come in the door and you help make dinner. Maybe you help bathe the kids at night. Perhaps you even help fold the laundry and put it away. And by the way, Gary Rosberg, you did that last night and this morning. There are times that when a man really lifts a load off of her to-do list, it feels as though it's lightening her load as a woman. And those shoulders of hers carry a lot of stress and weight.
So we need to have a 6-second kiss. We need to lighten the load by doing some of the responsibilities.
Taking responsibilities. Gary, talk to us about what it looks like to a man. Because I know that in those early years of our marriage, you often felt like I was kind of putting you in the back seat of the minivan, so to speak, and keeping the kids in the front seat because I really was focusing more on being a great mom than I was a great wife.
Well, Barbara, I think that's typical. I mean, when I see a young couple prior to marriage or prior to having children, and you've got a husband and a wife, and they're living large, and they're connected to one another, and they're spending time, and they're doing things they enjoy— and then all of a sudden, the wife gets the Egyptian flu and finds out she's going to be a mummy. And she has this child. You know, that child is growing in her, and she is connecting to that child, and there's nurturance going on. And
she's changing.
Well, and Bubba's on the outside of this thing, you know, trying to have empathy and compassion and trying to figure out, well, how do I connect? And some guys connect pretty well, but most of us, you know, we're pretty clueless. And then that baby is born, and all of a sudden, that wife becomes a great parent. But like Smalley writes about, a lousy lover, because there's a kind of a cutoff that occurs as that mom is caring for that child. And then if there are other children and there's work and there are all these other activities, a lot of men, Barb, really do feel displaced and they feel awkward talking about it. They feel awkward still asserting that they have needs. But when a man is displaced from connecting with his wife, you know what? That can really lead to all sorts of breakdowns within that family. And so dads then, you know, they become good dads and great dads. And, you know, they help care for the child and they change diapers and, you know, they roll around in the stroller and they give up their sports car and get a minivan. And, you know, they do all these different things. And that's great. That's awesome. But if that family really begins to become defined by the parenting role and the husband and wife role gets displaced, you know what, Barb, it really is a dangerous thing for a husband and a wife. Men need connection. Also, men need time. Men need to be respected. Men need to know that they still have those male needs being met by the one woman in their life, and that's their wife. But it gets sabotaged a lot, well-intended, because we're caring for our kids. Now, I'm not saying don't care for your kids. Care for your kids. Of course you need to do that. That's a responsible thing. But you also need to be intentional to not put your marriage on automatic pilot and purpose to connect with one another.
So as a woman is listening right now, and she has got plenty of kids and plenty of things to do with her life and her activities, and she's looking at her husband and she goes, okay, so I haven't been so sharp in my marriage relationship.
Yeah. Ask him.
What can I do?
Ask him.
Is it a matter of shaping her attitude from within? I think a woman, once she decides to make the goal of strengthening her marriage, that her husband will really pick up that something's different. Her attitude's different. She's more focused on him. She's making more time for him. Maybe she's even planning some dates. Tell me what you think.
Well, Barbara, I think she needs to ask him, because every guy is wired differently. Now, the guy may keel over and, you know, need some oxygen or a six-second kiss to come back to consciousness when she asks him, because he's going to be unaccustomed to that if he is the typical man who feels displaced. So if she says, you know what, honey, I was listening to Gary and Barb, and they pointed out something that he kind of pushed a little bit on the sore spot. What am I doing effectively as your wife to meet your needs within our marriage? And the guy may go, gosh, I didn't even know we were even discussing those things anymore. He may need to say things like, you know what, I want to spend more time with you. He may say things like, you know what, I want to go out and date you. Occasionally, I want to do some leisure activities with you.
Or come watch a football game with me.
Yeah, and maybe take that six-second kiss and turn that into something more, too. I mean, there's all sorts of things that that guy is going to talk about and unpack, because that's what a godly husband wants. And so, Barbara, I think it would be really, really wise for a lot of great ladies listening to this right now to maybe just take the risk and ask their husband, what can I do to be a great lover as well as a great parent? Because our kids will always call us into that role of mothering. But you know what? A husband, he really still wants to be a husband as well as a dad.
Gary, men are silent most of the time. They may be thinking it, but they don't usually say it out loud like another woman would to a wife. So help this wife come along, her husband, who is communicating silently within himself as to how she could be a better and more loving wife to him, her husband.
Well, Barb, I think we're silent sometimes because we are trained to not really connect to our emotions and our experiences. It's kind of uncommon territory for us as guys. But I tell you, I would love to put a camera in a guy's living room when a wife would ask him the question that I just coached them to ask. Because I think a lot of guys, their eyebrow would go up. And they may not answer right then. It may take a day or two for them to kind of sort out. But it would be stirring the embers of a marital relationship that may have grown a little bit cool or indifferent, and let them really begin to wrestle with connecting. I mean, when we wrote the book 40 Incredible Dates with your, or 40 Unforgettable Dates rather, with your, what the heck is
40 Unforgettable Dates with Your Mate.
Yeah. When we wrote the book 40 Unforgettable Dates with Your Mate, you know, we kind of tackled this issue. And we said, you know what, husbands, here's 20 dates to plan. Wives, here's 20 dates to plan. And here's a couple hundred questions that you might want to talk about. And a lot of people will pick up that resource and say, you know what, Gary and Barb, thank you for giving me a starting off place. They don't have to do all the dates. They sure don't need to do all the questions. But they can begin to tackle it to refire that fire that needs to be rekindled.
They're wonderful conversation starters. Well, if you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to listen to you. Come to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com and share your thoughts on today's topic of refocusing your marriage.